Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 30, Pretoria 31, Sanin 32 degrees.
It's getting really real out there, guys. We had like four crashes, one after the other. Okay, so you know about the Benoni one. The fatal crash, N12 West near the Tom Jones Street Road. Closed, avoid the area. Then Diepkloof, N12 West. Crash on the link to the N1 north of the Diepkloof interchange. Amalgam, Main Reef Road westbound. There's been a crash near Dorado Avenue and there's slow-moving traffic there as well. And as if that wasn't enough, oh, sorry. N3 northbound, crash near Von Beeren Road.
Gauteng MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebogang Mahile, has condemned South Africans who register spaza shops on behalf of immigrants. Mahile was briefing the media on the provincial plan to assist spaza shop owners in registering their businesses and meeting required standards. This comes after President Cyril Ramaphosa announced last Friday that all spaza shops and food handling facilities must be registered with their local municipalities within 21 days.
Many business owners are concerned that 21 days may not be sufficient. Some of the concerns include that shop owners may not have resources to travel to municipal offices to register as they rely on the money they make after selling the products. So delays with consent applications have also been cited. These are legitimate concerns that affect particularly micro enterprises.
Now, at the same time, the Oceana Group, an owner of the Lucky Star brand, has confirmed that counterfeit poultices seized in a recent police raid in Daleside in Gauteng are not their product. The company clarified the labels on the seized cans were fake. Investigations revealed the intercepted consignment was illegally relabeled as Lucky Star and repacked into Woolworths cartons. The retailers also since launched an investigation. In other big news today, telecommunications giant MTN, together with the police, have busted an OTP scam syndicate operating here in Gauteng. The suspects were arrested in Eldorado Park over the weekend. Cliff Shiko has more.
MTN South Africa says the syndicate's modus operandi included posing as call center agents and getting unsuspecting victims to share their personal information. The so-called MTN agents allegedly requested the customer's security details under the pretense that they were blocking the processing of a fraudulent SIM swap request that was being made on the subscriber's number without their knowledge or authorization. The scammers then used the customer's responses to access the mobile and banking applications to transfer funds illegally. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
To the northwest now, where a mine rescue team has arrived at the disused Buffelsfontein gold mine in Stilfontein. This comes as the High Court application brought by Civic Group Society for the Protection of Our Constitution to force relief for the miners was postponed. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. Western Cape police have launched a manhunt for suspects who shot and killed a pupil in Ravensmead. The 14-year-old was gunned down while on his way to school. Two other teenagers were wounded in the shooting.
Reports indicate that three teenagers were shot at by two armed men who alighted from a vehicle. One, a 14-year-old boy, died on the scene, and two others, aged 15 and 17, were rushed to a medical facility for treatment. A few meters from the one scene, a 55-year-old man was also shot at by the same gunman.
That's the police's Novella Patawa. And the skeleton of a 22-meter-long dinosaur has fetched €6 million on auction. An anonymous collector snapped up the remains of the dinosaur. The buyer pledged to allow it to be displayed in a museum. I'm Chanel of 10 Minute Video with Nies de Eer, die Gautengse Aliar for Finansies en Economische Ontwikkeling, Lebogang Mahile, het Suid-Afrikaners veroordeel wat spaza winkels namens immigranten registreer.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
When you hold me, there's a place I go. It's a different high. Oh no. When you touch me, I get vulnerable in a different light.